Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's Christmas Eve, and a few of you out there still have not solved the problem of what sort of special treat you can whip up. Well, may we take a page out of the old English cookbook and suggest creating a nice trifle to lay before the family. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I have a feeling that about one person in 100 knows what a trifle is. Not exactly an American tradition, but it's a great one.
It is a great one, and I think the other problem is why no one ever makes it is because I don't think anyone has a trifle dish.
I know. Here, let's describe it. This is a layered dessert that is very, very pretty. And to take advantage of it, you want to have a clear glass or crystal or Pyrex.
Right. The traditional cylindrical one, is on a pedestal.
Right.
And about 8 to 10 inches tall, clear glass, straight-sided, as you said, cylindrical dish in which you then go on to layer all these different things.
And, Jerry, if people want to Google a recipe for trifle, good luck finding any two alike.
Oh, right.
this is your imagination.
Wide open
wild.
To incredible amounts of interpretation.
Well, let's talk about the components. You want to have some sort of a cake thing, some sort of a solid thing.
Yes,
To make your different stages.
Uh-huh.
And then there'll be some sort of custardy thing.
Right.
And then you'll probably want to have some sort of whipped cream to garnish on the top.
Sure.
Then you have the whole question of what sort of little fruits or whatever.
Right. I mean, the traditional one, I think, in most people's mind would be some sort of berries.
Exactly.
Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. I have seen all sorts of other fruit added into the project, even as far as to see peaches, apricots, orange slices, all sorts of fruit.
But anything that you can stack.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, also, you know, it's kind of an interesting, it's a lighter style, you know. In terms of the cake, I know people use sponge cake, but I know also people use like ladyfingers.
Ladyfingers, angel food cake.
Angel food cake, I've seen.
Works perfectly well.
Yeah.
And also, Jerry, there's a few alternate approaches. You can try shortcake, vanilla wafer cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Gingerbread, of course.
Sure.
And then I saw several recipes around Christmas time, red velvet cake.
Oh, yeah. That's very
so,
good.
There you go. But what you're really going for is some sort of visual, you know, extravaganza.
Yeah.
And you can have a lot of fun with the pudding that you use.
Custard.
Yeah, custard.
Certainly.
Right.
Sure. I've flavored it in many ways. And that's always fun, whether you make it from scratch or whether you sort of go to the pudding aisle and buy the instant pudding, which works really well, too. Obviously, there are a multitude of flavors of that you can get, which also adds an interesting dimension to this project.
Now, some people will like to whip up something with whipped cream cheese, for instance, our mascarpone.
Sure. Those are another versions that you can do for sure.
And use that. Pumpkin pie filling.
Interesting.
Is something I stumbled across, and it gives it kind of a autumnal slant.
Good word.
And if you want to be healthy, you can mix up something that's based on yogurt.
Of course.
I think limited healthy, because it's a pretty rich dish.
Yeah.
And I think one important fact that we kind of didn't mention is that when you have the cake down there, the sponge cake or whatever, you're supposed to douse it with a little bit of sherry or something like that.
It is certainly acceptable to soak your cake in liquors of any type.
It is.
Yeah, for sure.
The only problem I ever encountered, I've had this once, and serving it is a little difficult.
It looks elegant until you put the spoon in it and try and get it out of
it. You need a long spoon to make it work.
For sure.
Well, we're going to put a recipe on the website. You can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you're listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.